Okay, let us say hello and greetings.
Hello and greetings, how's it going?
Very fine.
All right, so, viewing mistress or something?
I'm terribly until Tia sorts herself out.
What's wrong with Tia?
Oh, again, you have to ask Tia.
From a visual viewpoint.
Well, she's a bit flushed in the face, and that's about it.
Oh, understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Hey, is there less light on Sirius than there is on Earth?
Are we talking third dimension or sixth dimension?
Third dimension.
No, it's more.
More light.
Mm-hmm.
She's done that theory.
What theory?
Oh, someone gave up a theory that because Earth, because the aliens who visit Earth
have big eyes.
Well, that's one thing. And also the fact that people who seem to be have alien genes seem to be more light sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, aliens came from more places that had less light.
Well, that's possible. If you think about mental evolution, you know, where there's less light, people tend to be more psychically in tune. You take the counts.
Mm-hmm.
There's less light there, right?
Right.
You take the tribes of the northern plains of America, far north, such as the Eskimo.
Right. Well, what about like the southern tip of South America or Southern Africa?
South America, again. Yeah, you've got the stormy climate.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's less light.
Yeah, there's not much in the way of higher consciousness, so.
You're forgetting the Incas are long gone.
But then you have Atlantis, which is almost right on the equator.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of psychic activity there.
Yes, but that was because they were an alien species. Mm-hmm. They already had the ability.
That's true.
And don't forget, it all goes back to genes and genetic messing around by somebody being very naughty.
Not naughty. Accomplishing purposes, but we're going to get into that later on.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the schedule tonight anyway, since you're temporary mistress?
Well, there's Kara here, there's Amol here, there's myself, here's outside, I believe, and Alana.
Oh, good. I mean, I'm with Carrie. How do you want to...
Until
Tia gets back in?
Yeah, wait until Tia gets in. Wait until her sister might get in.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Carrie is supposed to call at 8:30 sometime in that general area.
I'm not even going to attempt to look at the watch last time. It was a bit strange.
8:30.
She's probably fallen asleep. You'd have to ask her sister mine when the sister mine finally sits down and stops pouting.
Pouting? Okay. Those sessions, huh?
Okay, here we go. We're going to put on the ring, mistress.
All right. Hi, Tia.
Hello.
How's it going, love?
Fine, I think.
I'll go with that.
Okay, let's talk to my sister, Mike.
Okay.
You can talk, Tess.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, love.
Hello.
I'm sorry. My sponsor was here.
Oh.
That's why you didn't call.
Well, I was getting ready to. I was waiting for him to take off, and I was going to give you guys a call. What are you guys doing?
Channeling session.
Well, I know that.
Yes.
How is everybody?
Well, I'm doing good. Tia's
You're doing good?
You have to ask Tia herself there.
I'm doing fine.
Have you heard, of course, about my new business?
Yes, I've heard, and I've seen, and I've listened.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, no, it's going good.
That's great.
We're just going through the growing and the learning, and the, you know, we've only been in it a couple months, and, well, of course, I do my frustrating, kicking, stomping, raging thing, but I'll get over it.
You'll have to talk to Russ about frustrating kicking, stomping routines, thumping routines, banging on walls.
Oh.
Banging his...
Well, I'm not that bad yet.
Banging his little head.
Who?
Banging his head on walls.
Who is?
Russ.
I hit a ceiling coming out of the magic room. You know where it comes down over the stairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I smacked my head into that thing.
Ouch, Russ. You think as many times as you've been in that magic room, you'd know not to.
Oops.
I know. I'm still hurting.
You're not growing, are you?
No, I'm drinking a beer.
Huh?
I'm drinking a beer.
He's drinking an adult beverage.
You guys keep cutting off.
He's drinking an adult beverage.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go.
Is that better?
I heard that.
That's probably 18.
I was thinking of having one myself, but Mike drank the last one.
Oh, of course you're old enough to drink those, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I have been for 2 years now.
Way! Party, it carries!
A year, I guess. No, 21, 22, a year and a half.
Year and a half. You're just a youngster.
I'm just a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm growing at rapid speeds.
Well, that's great. That's great. Got a long way to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all? So what are we going to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. What would you like to talk about?
Astral travel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been doing any.
No, but you've been having weird dreams though, haven't you?
Oh, boy, I tell you. Some really strange ones.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really comfortable ones because we finally got a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like brand new.
Yes.
We only paid $250 for it.
And it's made out of nice wood.
Yeah, it's got really pretty. It's got a really pretty headboard. I mean, not what I would invest in, but, you know.
And it's very bouncy, too.
Huh?
It's very bouncy, too.
Uh-huh. Would you stop that? You're not supposed to do that, Tia.
Hey, I can't help it. I come over and what are you two doing? So I go and sit on the roof.
Well, that's okay.
Yes, I apologize.
I have no shame. I'm not shy.
Yes, I noticed that.
Let's see. Anything new in the stars?
No, not anything exciting. Just that we will carry on towing you around in your dreams.
I know. I've been so, how would you say, excuse my language, clusterfucked. My mind is just a wandering basket case. But I'm getting right back on the right track. At least I'm getting back to my positive energy.
Mm-hmm. And you're healing nicely according to Kara.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. I feel fantastic. Mm-hmm. I really do. I feel great. Especially without that job,
mm-hmm.
You know.
When are you guys planning a family?
Oh, well, we've been trying.
It takes quite a bit of practice, you know.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know it does.
But patience.
I know it needs that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. I figure if it happens, it will. And if it's not, if it doesn't, then it's just not meant to be.
Yeah, it's a matter of just being patient and relaxing and enjoying it.
My biggest problem is not thinking about it. That's mm-hmm. what I need to learn.
Yes, practice is the most important rule. It's a lot of fun, too.
Yep, we do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do it a lot as well. I like practicing. Keeps me nice and warm, keeps my engine going.
That's the best part about it.
Yeah.
No, I have to not think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I guess a lot of women I've talked to, they say that when they stopped trying, basically, is when they got pregnant.
Yeah.
When they stopped thinking about it is when they did. And that's really weird. Mm-hmm. You know, you think that the human body, if you think about it, you produce it.
Not always. Not always.
I know.
But you have to remember, I don't have a human body.
Well, okay, explain this to me. Now, I know you guys have explained your face to me. What is your body like?
It's humanoid, but I have a lighter bone structure. I have one third more bones than you guys do.
That's a lot of bones.
Mm-hmm. They're very small bones. I'm a lot more flexible. I can flip back over and scratch my ear with my foot.
That's very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
That's too flexible.
No, it's not. I have retractable fingernails.
Ew, that's wild.
Mm-hmm. It's great in a fight. Yeah, it's great in a fight. It's also great when I get really going. I'm 5'2", as you know. I have slightly pointed ears. No smart comments, Russ. I have cat-like eyes.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. It is very cool. I like them. I wouldn't want my eyes any other way. What else? I have 5 toes, 5 fingers. Don't have any extra joints. I'm slightly different construction lower down in the pleasure department. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's slightly further forward and slightly higher up than you guys.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Well, I think you guys are just as weird.
Oh, I know. I mean, I don't mean to offend you. I mean, my visual image, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working a lot with my creative mind lately.
It's good for you.
It's been getting out of hand.
Not that far up. It's about... about half an inch. About half an inch further up than yours is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm smaller as well.
Wow. Not that would be like...
really bugs my eyes out. And Russ is sitting over there blushing like crazy.
Yeah, you're probably going to get really mad at me.
Why?
But I'm taking my cat in tomorrow morning to get declawed and neutered.
Neutered, I agree with. Declawed, no. But I'll let that ride. You have your reasons.
I have to.
Yeah, he's an indoor cat.
She's tearing up everything.
Mm-hmm.
She tears up me.
Well, she's only a kitten.
I know. But she's just her. And not only that, the landlord told me that, you know, it was basically in our contract.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hate to, but I have to.
Well, if you have to, you have to, but I'll let it ride just this once. But I do agree with getting her spayed.
Yeah, spayed, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Neutered is what you do to guys.
Yeah.
And spayed is
I got in an argument about that once.
Mm-hmm. And spaying is what they do.
I got it rubbed in my face.
Yeah, spaying is what they do to us.
Doing what?
That's what they do to us when they fix us. Spay us.
Spaying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, I have to because we've got 5 kittens that we don't know what to do with right now.
Oh.
Oh, and they're so cute. Have you seen them?
No, I haven't actually. They seem to hide, although we did have 3 little kittens here.
Yeah, 3 kittens there?
Well, they've gone there. The mother moved them, and I'm not saying where.
Oh. Wait, your kittens?
No, not my kittens.
Oh, kittens at Russ's.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Gets a little bit convoluted at times, doesn't it?
We had to take her away from her kittens.
Oh, how come?
Because in order for them to spay her, she had to be taken away from them.
Oh.
Her milk could dry up.
Mm-hmm.
But now we... and also because they would only let us have her.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us have our kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And her kittens are still at mom and grandma's. So they're getting fed and they're really well taken care of.
Well, they don't need their mother once they're over 6 weeks, really.
No, they don't. And they're like 10 weeks old.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what? It was really weird. Oh, my God. My cat put me in an uproar the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was leaving the house. You know, she's been through a lot lately.
Yeah.
And I was leaving the house. And I went to say goodbye to her, and I looked down, and she was crying tears like a human.
Mm.
Tears were coming off her cheeks. They were dripping on my hand. And I grabbed her and held on to her, and I was holding her, and I was rocking her, and I started crying myself. I started crying, and I was I talked to her, I was going, baby, what's wrong, you know, and she was laying her head up against me, and I thought she was sick.
Yeah.
And it blew me away. I have never seen a cat on third dimension cry like that.
Well, cats, they suffer from,
Postpartum depression.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I felt this total emotional connection with my cat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's my buddy. She is my best friend. Mm-hmm. She walks around the house and talks to me.
Yeah.
Like as if I know what she's talking about.
Okay.
I love to talk to her, you know, and she'll just talk to me. And if I do not pick her up when I walk in the house, she'll follow me until I do.
Mm-hmm. Sounds a little bit like Mark's cat. Mark has long drawn out conversations with his cat, and they don't understand what each other are saying.
But you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so wild. It's so cool. You know, it's like, I mean, she was totally heaven sent.
Yeah.
She was. But now I have to take her in and get her fixed. And I feel so bad. But
don't feel bad about it. She's had one litter.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to keep one of the kittens, but the landlord said we couldn't. And I told her, because I told her I wouldn't move in without my cat. Because she told me that no pet.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, then I won't move in. And she says, well, why not? And I said, because I won't get rid of my cat. That's purely inhuman, mm-hmm. you know. I said, I just won't do that.
Yeah.
And then she kind of, okay, a cat as long as it's clawed. I said, mm-hmm. okay, you know.
Well, that's cool.
But I'm getting kicked out of the bedroom.
Somebody wants to go to sleep, huh?
Hey, you want to talk? You want to say hi? Here, Mike wants to say hi.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Oh, excellent. Awesome.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
What's up, bud?
Yes. Russ says, what's up, bud?
Working.
Ah, and how's business going?
Pretty good.
So you've got a big job coming up soon, huh?
Yeah.
Now that's great. Keep you busy and occupied and lots of work.
Too much.
So you don't have much time at home then?
No.
Not as much as one would like, right?
Right.
Right. Makes it all the more pleasurable when you do have time at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, Mike, how's your home brewing going along? You ever start that at all?
No, not yet.
You plan on it all in the future or you just no time?
Yeah, I'm going to.
You have a backyard, don't you?
Is yours any good?
No, I'm still buying mine from the store, dude.
you have a backyard, right?
Yeah, well, kind of, not very much.
Yeah, but it's enough room to grow hops, right?
Probably.
How about growing some hops? They like the heat.
I don't know if they'd let me.
Hmm.
Where?
Ah. Well, if you tell them that it will improve the look of the backyard.
That will, yeah.
Yeah, it will. It will make it look very nice. If you grow it in, what's the word, an arbor? Arboretum? So it's kind of all trestled up over, forming an arch? Mm-hmm. I've been taking lessons on how to plant gardens.
Cool, man. Well, tell you what, we'll get some brews going here, me and you, and we'll start trading back and forth.
Okay.
See how they come out.
I've got another question. How's the heat affecting you guys?
Oh, man, it's bad.
That's what I hear.
Oh, yeah, right. You guys got a heat wave there, don't you?
Yeah. It's getting better now.
Yeah, with the heat, the water evaporates into the air.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yes. No eight-legged varieties, right?
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I bet Kerry has fun with those. Good one. Good one.
Cool.
I wonder how she'd get on with the variety of spiders we have on my planet. They have 10 legs and they're big, mean puppies.
She wouldn't like that.
No, they're sucking out dry and nothing flat.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah, they don't like us, the spiders on my home planet. They avoid us. Mainly because we squash them.
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't even She wouldn't even touch one. He was a bitch.
I don't blame her. They can be pretty nasty, the big ones. We have ones that can grow up to a foot in body size.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're big. And those are the ones you don't mess with because they're highly poisonous.
That's really
yeah.
All right, dude. Well, we'll catch you later, amigo.
All right.
You have good sleep now.
I will.
All yeah, right, sleep well.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, man.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Shh.
Hey, you guys better not hang up.
Just teasing.
So in this new business, you know, it is so positive.
Mm-hmm.
It is so motivational. It is so cool.
That's what we used to do to you, was motivate you, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost it for a while.
Yes, well, all that moving and everything does do that.
Oh, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. It slows you down big time. But, yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's just like, it talks about so much. You know, we get positive tapes every week. We get positive books a month.
Yeah, book of the month.
You can go to the functions and you can buy the stuff
mm-hmm.
for all the positive and motivational stuff. And like right now I'm reading a book called Believe and Achieve and another one called The Art of Understanding Your Mate. Now Mike's reading Network of Champions.
Yes, yay.
Have you read it?
No, I haven't.
Oh. So, you know, it's just, it's fantastic. It's really boosting us along.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on the doctor. So I'll see you shortly, sister mine.
Okay.
Okay, you take care of yourself.
You too.
And I'm going to put the doctor on.
Bye.
Hello. Greetings.
Hi, Cara.
How are you doing, Kerry?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
I'm doing wonderful myself.
Yes, I know. Tia gives me full medical reports.
Well, I'm doing really good. I'm supposed to, tomorrow I've got to call and set up a doctor's appointment for this month.
Mm-hmm.
All my physicals have come back negative except for the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not too worried about it. You know, because like, I mean, here you should know that 90% of them come back, you know,
yeah,
positive with some kind of something.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And there is one tiny little thing that's a little black spot, right? And that involves nicotine.
Yeah.
I know that time.
I had my lungs x-rayed last month and they're doing great.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So I just got to quit before they get bad.
That's right. Let's see, I just have to bring that up just to niggle you a little bit.
I know, I know. No, I haven't quit yet. I need to, but I haven't yet.
Yes, I know. Just keep on trying. One of these times when you do try, you will succeed.
Yep, I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. I just got to build myself up so strong to the point where I don't need them anymore.
Mm-hmm. And you remember our discussion we had last time?
What manner?
On how to spice up things.
And how to do what?
Spice up your marriage.
Oh, yeah.
That seems to have worked wonders, doesn't it?
Oh, we've just been doing fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working on everything together, and we've been doing really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of getting Russ to write a book on it.
On what?
On how to spice up one's marriage.
How to spice up one's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
With a little information from overhead, huh?
Yes.
That'd be cool. I bet it would be a great bestseller.
Oh, it would be.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's something. I think it's something people here on Earth need a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get laid a lot more.
Yes.
Well, excuse my expression.
We all do from time to time.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but I know here people do. Definitely.
Well,
loosen some people up.
My little sister is constantly at it. When she's not working, she's thinking about it. And when she's not thinking about it, she's doing it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, Kiri's full of energy on it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think people would be a lot less stressed if they did a little more.
Mm-hmm. I quite agree. It's a great reliever of tension.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, we're doing really, really good. We're building on our communication, our friendship,
mm-hmm.
our sex, everything.
Yes, and Tia says that you have a lack of herbal plants in your house.
A what?
A lack of herbal plants.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. But what I was thinking was, you've got access to plant pots, right?
To what?
Plant pots. Plant holders?
Yeah, I could get some.
Well, I was thinking for the winter, what you could do is you could grow them inside so you have a supply all the year round.
It wouldn't be too cold?
Well, inside it wouldn't be.
Could I put them? I have a beautiful bay window that faces the river. Could I put them there?
Yeah. The light comes in through there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. If Tia's information is right, that's where it comes in through most of the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's real strong during the evening or during the midday.
Yeah, that's the best time. So during the winter, that would be the perfect place.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do that. I got my teddy bears there right now, yeah. But I can just go ahead and put my plants behind the teddy bears.
Mm-hmm. And Tia says there's a heating vent or area near there.
Yeah.
So that, you know, in the winter, there'd be plenty of warmth there for them.
Yeah, there should be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a good idea. Ow! Stop! Ow! No! Ow! See? That's why those claws are going.
Yes. Do you need a Band-Aid for that?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you need a Band-Aid for that?
No, I just took one off from yesterday, too. Boy, she's nasty with those claws.
Maybe you ought to clip them first before you get the head declawed.
I've already had them clipped.
Oh.
Just the front ones. I'm just getting the front ones.
Yeah. Well, she needs the back ones for climbing trees.
Yeah. Well, the back ones, I believe that they should, at least if you get the front ones taken off, the back ones, they still have protection.
Yeah.
You know, they can still protect themselves somewhat. Mm-hmm.
And they don't scratch with the back ones as much.
No. Well, she does. She kicks off with her feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me crazy. But she'll get you with all four.
Yes.
But we have a Venus flytrap,
mm-hmm.
but he's not eating.
Well, is it warm enough out there for him?
Oh, yeah, it's plenty warm.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice and humid?
Oh, yes, very nice and humid.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, the humidity here, I can't even stand.
Yes.
It's horrible. Last week, did you hear about our heat front?
Yes, I heard about that.
Yes, it was horrible. I mean, I did not leave the house.
Yes, Russ told me that it was quite unbearable there.
But people just, they overwork themselves. I mean, Mike come home a couple of days from work sick.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of people here that got sick during that time because they just work and they sweat and then they stop sweating.
Yeah, oh, that's a big, big danger sign.
Yeah.
But
they'd still keep working.
The antidote for that... Sweating.
And what people don't realize is once you stop sweating, that means you're out of fluid.
Mm-hmm. The thing is to keep drinking lots of water.
Yeah.
Eat salt crisps, chips, salt chips.
Yeah.
And
the water and the salt going through your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just keep pumping it in. Now, if it gets to the point where you're unbearably hot, something that works very well is a cold shower.
You know, can you take hot showers? Hot?
No, not really. Not advisable.
Oh.
Yeah, a cold shower, because you've got to lower the body temperature down. What happens is that the internal core temperature goes up, right?
Uh-huh.
And if you have a hot shower, that drives it up even further.
Okay.
So you have a cold shower, and you bring the body temperature down, which in turn... brings the internal temperature down.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Clean up a little bit.
Yes, last week, this would make you chuckle, Russ went off rafting, and his friend that he went rafting with lost his keys. Tia was set up for a channeling session, so Russ didn't show up. Mark was already